Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun, episode 64. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And I'm Lorenzo.
All right. Now that we got that out of the way.
I'm putting that back so you can't see how fat I am. What?
Hiding your big fat body with a box of Coors Light. Oh, yeah. You look slim, bro. Lorenzo.
There you go.
Sit on the table so no one can see me.
I'm looking light.
Just sit the opposite direction of you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sit here on the table, face the camera, cross your legs like a lady. I don't want anyone to see your like junk hanging out the side. You wear those short shorts.
Oh, yeah.
You wearing basketball shorts?
Yeah.
He's wearing 80s coach shorts and long socks. Like a cholo.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
All right, I'm back. Do you guys miss me?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, here I am.
Okay. Ryan's back.
Ryan's back.
Sick as fuck, which is why we didn't record last week.
I was so sick. I had the itis, the bronchitis. My bronchial tubes were inflamed.
Are they still inflamed?
A little bit.
In fuego.
Inflaming. But you know what? I'm going to power through this like I power bottom.
There you go.
We're going to.
Speed is the name of the game.
Rue the day.
Speed is the name of the game.
So let's get through this before I lose my voice.
All right.
Oh, so Chester.
Yeah.
What have you been up to since I haven't seen you
so
for 2 weeks?
I've had so much stuff going on.
I've
been merging dragons.
Emerging dragons.
These dragons aren't going to merge themselves, brother.
Okay.
No, I played... that sounded good. I played Detroit Become Human, finally. Got all the way through it. Some of my characters died, so I'm playing through it again. There's like three main characters, and then I'd say there's like four other characters that I wanted to keep alive.
Okay.
The three main characters survived, but four... All of the other characters died.
There were characters surviving or not surviving at any given moment.
Yeah, the other ones that I wanted to keep alive, they all died. So
now, I think two of them died. The little girl and the black guy.
Wait, you killed the little girl?
Not on purpose.
It's never on purpose.
She got shot.
She took a toaster and went to the bathroom.
She shouldn't have been snitching.
Well, she shouldn't have been standing there.
Did she get shot by a robot person?
No, she was a robot person.
Son of a bitch.
She got shot by a human.
By that same black guy?
No. He was also a robot person. He was shot by the same humans.
Why are you so obsessed with robot people?
That's what the game's all about, man.
Oh, I never heard of it.
Really?
Play as androids. All the characters
are
androids.
Yes, I've heard of it.
No.
It's like Heavy Rain with robots, right?
Right.
It's like, it's the civil rights movement for androids, is what the game is about.
Wasn't there an episode of Futurama like that?
Yes, probably.
I'm pretty sure there was, yeah.
But in one of the character storylines, you're trying to escape to Canada. Like, yeah, seriously. You're trying to escape to Canada. I wish Charles was here for Black History Month.
I know.
Correlate. Android History Month is coming up next this March.
Yeah, it's March. Yeah.
Sweet.
In remembrance of all the androids that came before.
That's right.
And their sacrifice.
We'll have the first android president coming up.
Is it Richard Nixon?
Yeah, it's Nixon.
Right. With what was the robot?
Shiny new body.
With Agnew's body.
The Agnew.
Headless body of Agnew.
Yeah.
Spiro, what a dumb name. Whose name is Spiro?
Spiro Agnew.
It sounds like like an incontinence medicine.
Is it short for something?
Yeah. Spiro Wet. I got nothing. I don't know.
Spiro
I don't know the guy personally.
The dragon?
I'm pretty sure he's dead. Or maybe he's not.
Spiro Theodore Agnew.
His name is seriously Spiro.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird name. I'm glad he doesn't have a head.
Right? Anyway, so I played that. I dabbled a little with Kingdom Hearts 3.
Dabbled, huh?
I've never played the series before, so I just
really?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I think you got to start at the beginning.
Yeah. If you're going to get into that game, you definitely need to start from the beginning.
Yeah, I think
that's probably the best way to do it.
It's just, it's like a, I don't know, it feels like a lazy hack and slash.
It is, kind of.
Yeah, but I think that, like I said, that's the appeal. Like, kids can play this game, and you just see so many of the cartoon characters.
Yeah.
And they just keep adding more and more to it.
I mean, it said that, like, half of the voice actors in the game are the real voice actors.
Right, they are.
So that's neat.
Yeah.
But they got the clout. It's Disney and Square.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a little bit of pool.
But just the like, there's so many unnecessary zippers and pockets on everyone's fucking costumes.
Like, Donald Duck's, do you need all those? How much cargo could you possibly have, little
Donald
kid?
Donald Duck's beret has two zippers on it.
Really?
It looks like it zips into three pieces.
Maybe.
Why would you need to zip your beret into three pieces?
He's a duck. He keeps breadcrumbs in there.
Google search Donald Duck Kingdom Hearts 3. And look at his beret.
I need to see this.
It's got a fucking zipper.
Is that a zipper or is that just like a...
Those are two zippers.
Really?
I wish we could rotate it so we could see what he actually looks like.
Yeah, I thought it was just stripes or something, bro.
Nope.
Huh.
Those are zippers.
Unnecessary zippers.
Yep.
All right.
Doesn't make any sense.
I mean, this drawing, there's zippers.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Why do you need hat zippers?
I don't know, man.
Maybe it unzips and turns into a tent.
It's just... You know, I mean, maybe he keeps his weed in there.
Yeah, right. Donald Duck is always prepared for any situation. What he's like the MacGyver of the group.
What if it's like a backwards, like those jackets that we have, that you unzip it, but instead of it, you know, turning into a hat, it turns into a jacket.
Now add the word.
Or maybe it just turns into a different hat.
Add the word gun onto the end of that search.
Dark Knight?
Hat gun?
No.
Zipper hat gun?
Oh, no. Just Donald Duck Kingdom Hearts 3 gun.
Yeah, okay.
This gangster as fuck.
Is it a gun blade or is it just a gun?
He just got a fucking gun.
Donald Duck. You have to put Donald Duck.
Oh, I have to put Donald Duck?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Are we really making people listen to us?
Google search? I fucking hate when other podcasts do that. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow, he looks very upset in that picture.
Gangster as fuck, right?
Jesus Christ, dude. Donald Duck at GTA. Fucking shit. Oh, man. Cool. He looks good.
He does. He looks dangerous.
So did you buy it or were you playing it on someone else's account?
Someone else's account.
Oh, that's good. At least you didn't
purchase
it.
Same with Detroit Become Human.
I enjoyed the first one and I played a little bit of the second one. And I think it got too Japanesey.
Yeah.
It really did. It got more Square and less Disney. And then the story got super convoluted with the stupid darkness and all that bullshit. Yeah. And I'm just like, I can't keep up with this. Too much lore.
I can't
keep up with the lore. I think that's why I originally started liking Final Fantasy games, because everyone was different.
Yeah.
You didn't have to keep up with the lore, because the next game was just fucking, it was a whole different story. This is too much. I can't follow it. Like Assassin's Creed, I don't give a shit about the story. I just want to stab people. Like, this is too much. Whoa, my God, the ancients and the first people or whatever the fuck they're called. Like, I don't fucking care.
I just want to stab people.
Too much
Agreed.
Lore.
Agreed.
You mean like Brandon with his fucking Diablo door lore. Door.
They'll run Brandon.
Jesus Christ.
Does he like know everything about?
Yeah, man. We did an episode a couple years ago about Diablo 2 and we had our buddy Brandon come in.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Diablo Wikipedia.
It's the same with Mortal Kombat. He knows everything about the lore.
Yeah, it is. I mean, good for him. I mean, at least he's got a hobby, but you know, maybe go out there and touch a vagina or something. I love you, Brandon.
Go out there, make some friends. You know, don't stay in your house all day.
You watch the movies?
No,
not movies.
I haven't. I watched the whole Punisher series.
Yeah?
Season 2. It wasn't as good as the first season, but it's good.
Nothing's ever as good as the first one.
Were you upset with the dude's face, Jigsaw's face?
It was not. Yeah. He's just like a pretty boy with a scar on his cheek.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God. Because you look at the comics and Jigsaw's fucked up.
Yeah.
He's a disaster.
The mask he had on at the beginning was cool.
I
don't know what the purpose of the mask was.
To hide his horribly deformed face.
Right.
With the scar on his cheek.
It's all about the reveal. Surprise, I don't look different.
He looks great. I bet chicks dig that small scar on your cheek. Makes you look rugged.
Wow. So hot.
What'd you do, cut yourself shaving? Yes, I did.
Yeah, I did. It's brutal. Straight razor. Should have used Harry's. By the way, this episode's brought to you by Harry's. It's not. We have no sponsor. Is that it?
But
remember
if Harry's
time
does
want to
sponsor us, we'll totally do that.
Yeah, I will pitch anything. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll sell tampons. I don't give a fuck. I have no morals, scruples, standards.
Seriously.
I don't care.
We just want money.
I would do anything for money.
Remember when we had one episode sponsored?
I think we did two, didn't we?
Just did the one.
Yeah. Hey, it's better than nothing.
Carl paid for our someone, bad beers that
someone,
week.
And then someone probably listened to it and we're like, we can't do this.
Yeah.
We can't. I don't know. What did you talk me into?
Well, they didn't give us any copy or anything. So it was like,
yeah.
What do we don't know what
to
say.
I don't know what
say.
To say. You.
Yes.
What? How are you?
I'm doing well.
You got some new glasses?
Yeah, it's like, what, a month
ago? I don't know. We haven't really been on YouTube a lot. I just thought people at home might like to see your glasses.
Yeah.
Your humongous, not safety glasses. They look like safety glasses.
They do look like safety glasses.
They do look like safety glasses. But at least you're safe.
Yeah, all the time.
You look like Mexican Drew Carey.
Sweet.
Just saying.
Well, what have you been up to, Ryan? I'll skip me for now.
You're just going to skip right through you?
Yeah, because I'm going to skip me because I want to talk to you guys about Game of Thrones and everything. I know it's going to be some time.
Well, I went to Texas for work. It was great. I ate at TGI Fridays. It was awful. It was fucking awful. The guy I usually go with, he loves to eat at chains. So, like, every time we go somewhere, it's just like, oh, let's go to Texas. Let's get some fucking barbecue. I'm not really into barbecue.
To the Doughboys podcast.
No, which is weird, because, like, he's over in Taiwan. I was like, dude, what'd you do in Taiwan? Oh, we went to Hooters. Like, what the fuck?
So we went to Hooters twice. Twice. I don't even, Hooters isn't even good here.
Weird.
But whatever, you know, that's where he likes to go. We went there. And then I'm looking for other stuff that, like, he can eat. I'm like, well, let's go to BJ's. At least it's a decent chain.
Yeah.
And,
can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Man, I hear you just fine.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself. I can hear you guys just fine, though.
That's weird. Oh,
that's fine. You don't need to hear yourself.
You don't need to hear you. and then I got bronchitis, and I watched Punisher.
Yeah.
All of it. Canceled my Netflix, actually, and finished it on the last day that my Netflix was still active.
Fortunate.
Because I canceled it, and I think I told her you at work, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, are you going to watch the... Didn't it come out that day? You're like, are you going to watch Punisher? It just came out today. Like, motherfucker. So I finished that. It was good. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't as good as the first one. I really liked the way it ended. Not the crying part, but the very, very last scene where he opens the trench coat and he's like,
yeah, that was badass.
That was like, dude, that's the Punisher right there. That fucking shot right there was
fully
fucking
embraced it.
Perfect.
He's not trying to start a new life or anything.
Yeah, he's just fucking,
you know what?
I'm just killing drug dealers and shit.
I'm just going to murder bad people.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That was fucking awesome.
I watched Future Man. That was great.
I need to catch up on that.
I like that show a lot. It's really stupid. I watched a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Ryan Hansen solves crimes on television. Has a new season out. Finished that.
Just watching too much news.
That's just depressing. Don't do that.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
I'm just obsessed with what's going on. But let's not talk about politics.
That was
I mean, we can. We're just gonna ignore you most of the time.
I'll just beep you. I don't know. How do
why?
I beep you? I need it.
You're gonna have to add that in post.
Oh yeah, that's right. yeah, I watched a lot of stuff. I didn't play any games. I was just laying in bed. I couldn't move.
There's no new movies out that I want to see.
No, not really.
That you excited about the new Fast and Furious movie?
Hobbs and Shaw,
yeah, dude.
With Idris Elba from the future,
yeah,
time copping it in. I don't know what this movie is about. I don't understand what it's about. Is something happened in an elevator?
That's
what
the franchise is missing, was time travel.
Time travel, yeah, obviously.
Well, I mean, they already are in space when they came out with Solo, so it's good.
Fuck. I did watch Solo. Did I tell that? Well, have I been here since I watched Solo?
No, I don't think so.
I watched Solo.
Yeah, I think you said you were like, I don't know what everyone's so unhappy about.
I thought it was pretty decent.
It's because you went in with low expectations.
I never
thanks
really
to everybody who hated it.
I never really go into movies with expectations. I suspend my disbelief. I just pretend. I'm like, okay, let's go in and see what this is about.
I suspend my belief before I go in.
That's
and
what
then
I do.
Go in and I'm like,
yeah.
This is all fake.
This is ridiculous.
This is all shot in front of a green screen. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed it for what it was. It was cool.
I watched it again on Netflix.
Fun. Yeah.
It's okay.
That's my whole life wrapped up there in a nutshell. I did my taxes.
Yeah. I need to get that done. Oh, this is fun. If I don't pay my water bill by, is today the 8th?
Yeah.
I got 2 days to pay my water bill.
You should pay your water bill.
It's been a few months.
This is Arizona. Are they allowed
it's
to
been
shut
a few
your
months?
Are they allowed to shut deal? Your water off here in Arizona?
I don't know if they are.
But there was rules against that.
I don't know.
I think there is.
And just take your ass to court
they'll
or something.
Shut my power off. I know that much.
They will absolutely
they
shut
will
your
do
power
that.
Off.
Yeah. They will
I've
definitely
experienced
do
that.
I have also experienced that. Not recently, because, you know, I'm not a scumbag. Well, yeah, I am.
I'm just forgetful. You know, like, yeah. I was going to pay my water bill last night. I forgot.
Just that guy. What'd you went to the bar, didn't you?
Well, I was merging dragons, and then my buddy hit me up and wanted to go to the bar. So
you can do it from your phone. You know,
priorities, man.
You can do it at the bar on your phone.
He's sitting there on his phone. He's like, man, these dragons better merge, because I need to pay my bill.
Like, Chester, when are you going to pay your water? Yeah, hold on, hold up.
I got to merge these dragons. They're not going to merge themselves.
Apparently they will, because you just let your phone running in the other room. Lorenzo, tell me about your life.
It's been same old, same old.
One week, she looked at me.
Watching TV shows, movies, and playing video games.
Yeah, I mean, playing anything
new? That's
the
life.
No, I've been playing Overwatch.
Okay.
To kill time.
You play the piano in the new Paris map?
No, I have not.
Did you? I thought you were playing Anthem demo.
I did play Anthem demo, but I only played it for maybe an hour.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't get a whole lot into it, just because, like, I like to play those types of games with somebody else, because it's fun to actually do things, because it's very team-oriented.
Is the Anthem demo multiplayer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was playing it with Andres.
Okay.
Because that was part of the problem when it came out, is that servers, were not ready for that.
So, like, they came out with the first beta, which was, like, the closed one for anybody who pre-ordered it, and then they came out the second one, which was actually running really smooth, and that was just open for everybody. I had a lot of fun. It is going to be a fun game, but we'll have to see once it actually comes out. What are you doing?
I'm handing you a beer.
I didn't even finish that beer. I just finished my Monster. Oh. I appreciate your enthusiasm for my alcoholism.
You just toss your beer can away.
He just wants to make sure you have beers at all times.
He's got a timer over there, like every 3 minutes. Just, here you go.
Need to pick up the pace there, buddy. No wonder you're sick.
I know.
Other than that, I've watched Infinity Wars. That was one of the movies that I finally decided to watch.
Okay, what'd you think?
It was okay. There are some cheesy parts in it. I feel like since I've waited so long...
Were you surprised by the ending?
No.
That Shyamalan twist at the end?
Yeah. No, I think...
Was there a twist? What did I miss?
Everybody dies.
Yeah, that's not really a twist. That's like how it goes.
In the comic book, too.
I mean...
Yeah, but a lot of those people already come
back. I know
that. I mean, Spider-Man already has his movie coming out like a day
Maybe
after.
It's a different timeline.
It's not.
You know that they're not going to die forever.
None of them are.
Nobody dies forever.
Nope. Not in comics.
No, definitely not in comics.
Except for Wolverine.
But no.
Not even him.
Captain America.
He dies, but he comes back, and then Captain America dies.
Bucky.
And somebody else takes over. But then he's back to being Captain America.
No.
He's
a sleeper agent for Hydra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hail Hydra, baby.
I don't know. It was okay. It wasn't, like, amazing.
You mean, like, our president?
But I think, like...
Yeah, probably.
He's a sleeper agent for Hydra.
I don't think he's a sleeper agent, man.
No, that's
just
straight
up. He actively tweets about it.
Yeah.
He ends every
hashtag.
Every tweet. Hashtag
we're going to get
Hail
the money
Hydra.
For that wall. Hail Hydra.
Jeez. I wish he would do that now. That'd be amazing.
That'd be so fucking hilarious. God, the internet would lose its mind. Like, now I don't know what to think about Donald Trump. Now I almost want to like him because of
little,
that.
Little Captain America. Sad.
Little Steve Rogers.
Oh, shit.
All right. Anyways.
Other than that, I watched all of Game of Thrones. And
all of it.
Wiener.
In the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Are you watching it at work? How do you have time for that?
I don't ever sleep.
There's like 500 hours.
No, it's not that long.
Okay, 498.
No, it's not even that long. But no, like, I don't sleep, so I usually...
I guess it's like 60 hours. It's not that bad.
Yeah, so
seven seasons, 10 episodes each?
No, the last one's only 7 episodes.
So there's 67 hours.
It's not bad. You can get a few in every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, not leave your apartment ever.
Well, I've been on this diet, so I don't need to go anywhere.
Oh, that's right. No partying for you.
Yeah, so I literally, like, just sit at home and...
What happened?
Oh, my sister's doing this.
Doing the thing that I was doing pretty
much.
Oh,
that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so.
I thought you said you almost died.
No.
You said I'm on this diet.
Yeah.
I almost died.
I almost died, so I can't leave the house anymore.
Yeah. So, yeah, now I'm afraid to go outside. What is that, agoraphobia?
Is it? YOLO.
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 You only live once, so be very careful.
So don't go outside.
Don't take any
I don't
risks.
Even like going outside.
So let's talk how let's rap about Game of Thrones. You wanted to rap about Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yeah, so
this is relevant. This is
it's coming out soon.
It is.
Yeah. So I like certain characters, but man, I couldn't wait for a bunch of them to die.
Joffrey.
Like, God, I couldn't wait for Joffrey to die. And what's his name? Bolton.
Oh, Ramsay Bolton.
Ramsay Bolton.
Wasn't his death so satisfying?
Yes.
Just the way he died, you're like, oh, yeah.
How do
you
feel about
the
Red Wedding?
I heard so much about it.
So you already knew about it.
Yeah, I heard so much about it. I was like, that's it? Like, that was it? That's so, like, ugh.
When I threw the book across the room when that happened.
Motherfucking phrase.
That was before season 2 came out.
Okay.
I was reading the book and. At that point, like, you're like, yeah, Robb Stark's going to win. Nobody wins a Game of Thrones ever.
No.
And then he's dead, and his mom's dead, and everybody's dead. And it's just like, what the fuck, George?
How are you going to let Walder Frey win? Right? He's a worm, and he sleeps with 16-year-olds.
Speaking of throwing things, I wanted to bring this up.
Speaking of.
So in Detroit Become Human.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's all these action sequences, right? It's like a Tale 2.
It's exactly like Heavy Rain, right?
Telltale.
It's like Heavy Rain. Okay.
I don't think in Heavy Rain that they had the motion control, though.
No.
So in this, sometimes you have to, like, jerk a controller. I literally threw it into my own face. I was so anxious during this fight scene, and it, like, you had to jerk the controller up, and I wasn't holding on to it. I threw it into my own face and then scrambled to pick it up off the ground because the fight scene was still going.
Did you win?
Yes.
That's right, bitch. I beat you with my face.
I was just, that game is anxiety inducing as fuck. At least
I
the
heard
first
that,
playthrough.
Man. Yeah, because you don't want anybody to die.
Right.
And you're, like, trying to save everybody.
If someone dies, what do you do? That's it? They're dead?
No, they're dead.
Depends on the character. But, yeah, like...
There's no save point where you go back?
Two of the characters that you play as become sentient. If they die, they don't come back.
Oh, snaps.
But one of the androids that you play as is a... They call him Deviants, the sentient ones. He's a deviant hunter. But if he dies, they just bring him back. They just put out a new one.
Just put him in a new body.
So his, like, human partner, he's, like, freaked out by it. It's just like...
Because he keeps coming back?
Yeah, he's like, I saw you die. What the fuck? He's like, oh, dude, I'm an android. What are you...
But, yeah.
What's the big deal?
Downloaded it into a sexy body.
Right?
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
We want to talk about Game of Thrones some more?
So I like certain aspects of this. Definitely Arya. Like, all the stuff all the stuff that she's gone through, and then, like, I like that she has that list of people she just wants to fucking murder.
Yep.
And, like you said, you know, after killing her brother and everything, how that whole sequence goes down, I thought it was awesome.
What, where she goes back and kills the Freys?
Yeah.
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 That was pretty good.
Yeah, I really like that. And then, obviously, like, probably my favorite character is Snow. I really like everything about him and, like, all the stuff that he does.
I like how he banged his aunt.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
Is it his aunt or his sister?
It's his aunt.
Okay.
So that's hot.
Yeah.
Incest is pretty common in the Game of Thrones world.
It's true.
I think it's...
Well, especially with those people.
Joffrey, he was...
What are they?
The Lannisters?
The Lannisters?
Targaryens.
Oh, yeah.
They banged each other all the time.
Yeah.
That's what they were known for.
Truth.
Banging each other?
So they were all weird and albino.
Supposedly she can't have children anymore.
Right? She's supposed to be barren.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they came out with a game.
Baron Trump.
Of Thrones.
No. a game for Game of Thrones. They say, like, I was showing
Game of Thrones the game.
I was showing it to Ryan. It's like
a lot of
Thrones.
Ask questions on, like, who's going to survive.
What,
if they survive. And then, like, if she's pregnant. Like, all kinds of... Well, I think it's pretty cool.
She's pregnant with her incest baby?
I know,
it's a dragon. She's a true mother.
Well, if it's not, it probably will at least have a tail. to tell.
Hey-o.
Wiener, wiener, wiener. All right.
If that's how it opened up, that'd be so amazing.
Let's drink some bad beers.
Let's drink some beers.
Yeah, let's drink some beers.
All right. For I know this is Chester's favorite. I got you a cucumber sour. They're the worst.
I bought this. And now I have to drink
it.
Yeah,
you have to drink it. For you, I got this yuzu beer, Lorenzo.
Oh, I bought that too.
Did you? I thought I bought that one.
No, I remember buying these. That's a Japanese import.
That was in a different six-pack than this. Maybe we both bought it.
Maybe we both bought it.
For myself, since I know I hate ginger, I got this ginger cider. Ace ginger cider.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like ginger, but I hate all ginger-flavored stuff. Like delicious fresh ginger. I can get down with that.
Ryan, you did the intro. You start the beers.
All right.
You kick it off. Lager.
With the bad beer bottle opener. Nice. I thought you had it mastered.
Oh, it took me twice. I'm going to step on that. It is going to be very painful.
Before you just pour your little cup
I'm
there.
I'm going to pour it. Look, I got my quarantine cup to pour this into. Oh, look at how clear it is. Looks nice.
Just until we've each tasted it.
Oh, it smells like cleaning solution.
It looks terrible.
It looks like cleaning solution.
Yeah.
It smells like
dog
when
water.
You know all those things they put in the back of the toilet to make it stink when you like flush it? It smells like that, but like in a public park.
Are you calling it an upper decker?
No. It smells like that thing that squirts in the back of the urinal in a public park.
Yeah,
George
yeah,
Michael.
Yep. Yeah. There you go.
It smells like ginger, just straight up ginger.
It tastes like dirt. It tastes like dirty ginger. Ugh. Taste the dirt? It tastes like dirt, doesn't it? Like they didn't rinse the root off. They just pulled it right out of the ground and just threw it in the brewing container.
Oh, that's awful.
It does definitely smell exactly like ginger.
It tastes like dirt. It tastes like straight up fucking dirt.
I think it tastes more like just eating straight pickled ginger.
I taste ginger, but it does just taste really fucking dirty.
Wow. Everything's gonna taste off to you.
Yeah.
That is not good.
Yeah, all I taste is dirt.
It's like
we're gonna save that
ginger.
One for last there, bro.
Okay.
I'm gonna rinse.
Yeah, yuzu lager. It's an import. It's
what is the fuck is a yuzu?
Yuzu. It is.
It looks like an owl. Are we drinking owl beer?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
They put owl pellets in the beer. They're brewing it.
Yuzu is a citrus Junos, a citrus fruit and plant in the family Rutaceae.
Cool.
It is called yuja in Korean cuisine. It looks like a. It looks like a fat round lemon.
Wait, listen to that. That's pretty cool.
It's not bad.
It smells like candy.
It's not bad, but it's not like good either. But it's definitely not bad.
It's like a lemon kind of.
Yeah, just like a lemon, but it's light.
Oh, it's a
Hitachino Nest beer.
Bitter.
It has a little bit bitter to it, but it's not like crazy.
It's not terrible, honestly. No. It's just got a bitterness to it, real fast, real quick.
I'm gonna do this in a racist Japanese accent, okay?
Oh, wow.
Plentiful use of Japanese yuzu give this beer a delicate yet deep citrus flavor.
Oh!
Enjoy the refreshing acidity from a yuzu and the crispness of a yaga.
Yuzu.
Raga. Raga.
Were you trying to say lager?
Yeah.
Very good.
Raga.
Raga. All right. And we wonder why no one wants to sponsor us.
Yuzu.
Yeah, it's like a lemon
yuzu.
Beer.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy, right?
It's got a real quick bitterness. It goes away pretty fast, though.
Yeah. Not great.
Not great. This is gross.
Not
I hate
terrible.
This a lot.
Yeah, that's bad. This is going to be worse.
Fucking dirt.
Yeah, every single cucumber beer we have has been awful.
Goes ale flavored with cucumber.
Oh, it's a goes, too? Even better. It's everything we hate about every beer.
Yeah.
All in one beer.
All in one
is
beer.
Is there fucking sea salt in there, too?
It doesn't say.
Oh, no, it does say right here. No,
oh, there it is. Sea salt.
Sea salt.
Sea salt. Oh, sorry, I misread that. It says sea slug.
Oh, did you guys know that according to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcohol if they're pregnant?
You should have just stuck with the first half of that sentence.
women should not drink alcohol.
That's correct.
Because of the risk
of getting pregnant.
The risk of Ryan. The
risk of Ryan.
Oh, boy.
Oh, she's a squirter.
That beer.
It's over for Matt. Whew,
I'd say it's eager.
What's the meat world?
It's trying to escape itself.
As someone who used to brew beer, it's never a good sign when your beer overflows when you open it.
No,
it's usually a sign of an infection. So enjoy that. Does it smell like an infection?
It smells like fresh cucumber.
I love cucumbers,
but like the outside of it before it's been cut.
Like the dirt and the seven like octogenarians that squeezed it before you picked it up.
It's not even going back into the can. It's just
right. It's out now. It ain't going back. I'm never going back.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, looks good.
God. I mean, it's not as sour as I expected. It tastes strongly of cucumber, though.
Like lotion?
Oh, wow, you can definitely like smell the cucumber out of this. I bet when you pour this out, it's just going to be like
just all foam.
No, cucumbers just tumbling out of this. <It's>
like isn't pouring anymore. Oh, there's a full cucumber in here. That's why. Bunch of Kirby's.
Wow. That is.
It
like,
does smell like they should have skinned these. Holy shit!
They just dropped some uncut cucumbers.
You
into
know what
the
it
brew.
Was? So they use cucumbers. They probably have like a brew restaurant or whatever. The two ends they cut off from the cucumber before they serve it in their salads. The two little nubs that are all rounded yeah. and gross. They just shoved all that shit.
I think
in
they
there.
Just dropped some whole cucumbers into the pot.
Dude, like that is cucumber. Like,
well, I can't smells wait to like drink the whole thing. I don't know which one's worse, the ginger or the cucumber.
I don't know. I don't know, man. That's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
That's a lot of cucumber.
I almost kind of like, you know what? If I was eating a salad, this would be awesome. It would just go, I wouldn't even notice. It would go right along
just
with it.
Just pour it right on
I think
the
I
salad.
Like, I think I hate mine worse because it tastes like dirt. It tastes like ginger, but I also taste dirt.
I prefer the, no, that's too sour.
Yeah.
I like
it's bitter and tastes like dirt.
I like ginger more than I like cucumber. But I don't like that beer.
The cucumber one is really, it's not that sour, surprisingly.
No, it's not sour at all. It just has like a very cucumber.
It tastes like eating a cucumber. It like, but you didn't rinse it very well.
Yeah.
Eating that waxy outer coating of a cucumber.
Not enjoying this.
Well, who won? Who bought this? I bought this one. I win. Man, I crown myself the winner. Thanks. I'm the best. Thanks, me. I'd like to thank me for flying me airways.
Right.
How's my voice sound, by the way?
Sounds sexy.
It's getting rough, isn't it?
Sultry.
I can hear it getting rougher by the second.
So what are some of the stuff we got
going
on?
Oh, yeah, we got nerd shit to talk about.
Cucumber-scented towel.
Gross.
Go lay that in his bed.
I want to talk about our favorite thing that happened while we were out. GameStop has stopped trying to find a buyer. To buy it out of its financial collapse.
I don't understand
which
this.
Why don't you understand it?
No, why would they do that?
Is it just giving up?
They're pretty much just giving up.
Yeah, they told everybody, like, we're not going to sell.
Here's exactly what they said.
Like,
GameStop's board has now terminated efforts to pursue a sale of a company due to lack of available financing. Nobody wants to buy the shit heap.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, their stock prices dropped from I think about $45 down to $11.
Ooh, now the time's now's the time
get
to buy.
In, buy low, sell high.
It went that low.
Yeah,
$45 to $11
to like $11. This was last week too.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, and then after that, it went down 27% more after they announced that. Jeez. No one wanted to buy it. Their business model is dog shit.
It is.
GameStop used to be fucking awesome.
It was.
15 years ago.
When it was like first EB Games and GameStop and going back and forth.
Then they started jerking off with the magazines and the pre-sales and the blah, blah, blah. And like that, that fucked that whole company. It really did. If you would have just kept it a place where, you know, you go in, you try a game out, you know, like stop pushing so much, stop pushing so fucking hard.
Yep.
And all the horror stories from the fucking employees. about how shitty it is to fucking work there. That didn't help either.
Yeah.
You know, these are real humans. They're going to fucking talk to each other.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to happen. You can't just, like, keep it under wraps. You can't just have them sign an NDA and they're not going to go bitch on Reddit. It's going to fucking happen.
They're shady as fuck. Yeah. They just credit card. They're targeting 18-year-olds.
Yeah, with like god awful
36% fucking, APR or some crazy shit.
They really did this to themselves. They just got fucking greedy.
Yeah. They're a fucked up company and they deserve to die.
Yeah. So
it's coming.
We're pretty happy about that. We've been telling
board of directors deserves to die too.
They can't even find a CEO.
Good.
Really?
Nobody wants to go over and take this dog shit thing over.
Damn.
That's how bad it is.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I bet they pay well.
I'll give myself a bonus and then peace out.
No, I'll just go in and I'll point to the sign right here. Power to the players.
Right?
Can we just get back to that and stop being a bunch of fucking scumbags?
Seriously.
I bet you if they did
that. I'll be GameStop CEO for $65,000. You know?
Hell.
I'd be doing okay.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I could live real good off $65,000. And let's stop being assholes.
And start actually like doing
caring
things.
About gamers again.
Yep. Let's take over the company.
Let's get a hostile takeover. I mean, their stock is cheap enough. We could probably buy enough.
We could buy it
with whatever we've made off of Patreon. Hostile takeover of GameStop. Like, what are these guys up to? Oh, we just we want this to not suck anymore.
Well,
what are your plans for the company? We plan not to suck anymore. And we plan to be better than they were when they sucked.
Right.
Hey, does anyone else have any questions?
We're going to stop selling stupid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to start selling good shit.
Yeah.
And we're going to stop ripping off fucking customers.
That's probably the biggest
thing. We'll start selling games when they come out instead of selling them 3 years before they come out. And
like,
yeah, what about that? What if that happens? Like, this company just goes bottom up. What about all those people that like pre-ordered games that are years out?
They would have to get their money back.
If they can't afford to pay all these people back or whatever?
They'd have to. There would have to be something or they'd get sued. Someone would get sued somewhere. Speaking of which, they just had to pay $500,000 to what city was that in California?
29.24% APR.
29%.
I'm sorry, but any interest you gain is just pure profit.
Like, right.
Why be so fucking greedy?
Right.
With the APR. That's insane.
I mean, these are kids. This is going to be the first card they have.
Why fuck your customers?
Why not give them a card at 11%? That's still a good return.
Yeah,
it's so short-sighted.
Right.
Say, oh, yeah, here's your first credit card. Now you're going to owe us money and never want to use this ever again.
Give them a decent rate, but only make it for like, what's a console now? $450. Mm-hmm. So max $500 until you prove you could use it.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't, I mean, the thing's probably fucking insured.
Help them.
I don't know. Hey, yeah. Power to the players, bro.
Power to the players.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I'm not a businessman.
Fuck it.
But fuck them. I mean, we have enough stuff out there now. And now with everyone getting into the streaming game.
Yeah, I know, right?
You won't need physical sales anymore.
Exactly.
Or even download sales. You'll just be fucking straight up opening your browser.
There's still people who like to buy physical copies so that they can play the game and then trade it in.
Yeah.
Right.
That's still a thing.
I like physical copies. I still buy physical copies. Unless I'm buying on Steam.
There's still a market for that.
Yeah.
Like just when fucking people.
When we were setting up for the Nintendo Olympics, I totally could have just downloaded Mario Kart. But me and Brandon rushed down to fucking goddamn GameStop. So it was the only place open at 8:53. We like rushed down there right before it closed the night before the Olympics to go buy Mario Kart. I could have downloaded it. It would have been really easy. But I like having the physical copy. I don't know. Sometimes I just like having it.
See? There's a market.
There is. Me. Old people.
Old people.
Old people.
Young people. I mean, there's always going to be the terrible fucking Madden and Y2K games that people buy a copy and then want to trade it in the next year.
For a dollar.
Yeah, but that's still better than nothing, right?
I don't know, man. Well, it doesn't matter because you can't play it after like 2 years.
It's one more dollar.
They stopped supporting it. And you can't even get online anymore, so it doesn't matter.
One more dollar than you had.
It's true. Give me a dollar.
All right.
That's how this works. All right, well, good. GameStop will probably be, by this time next year, we'll be talking about how GameStop is done.
I just real quick, for our listeners that listen through like a podcast app, go to our website, and check out the artwork that Ryan puts together for each episode. Last week's, I guess 2 weeks ago.
The R. Kelly one?
No, well, that one's fucking fantastic. R. Kelly holding a cat in a hat.
And he can't read.
He's sweating so much.
He can't read.
He looks so confused in that video, too. With the console panini. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen
that. Oh, he made a panini press out of an Xbox. It looks fantastic. There's the sandwich looks delicious, too.
It does.
I want a panini after that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I did that.
Great
for you.
Artwork. Just good Ryan's job. Very talented.
I make the worst Photoshops, and they're always really funny. Swamp Ninja is still one of my
Swamp
favorites.
Swamp Ninja was good. The leather jorts.
Leather jorts. You look so proud of yourself.
Great stuff.
All right. What anyway, do you got over there, Chester?
Anyway, that douchebag that came out with the cheat for Grand Theft Auto Online.
There's a cheat?
There's a cheat?
You mean besides the hackers?
Elusive. There was a cheat called Elusive. It was a cheat program that people could buy.
Oh.
That they could give themselves money, circumvent games rules, all that stuff.
Oh, so this was a hacker that took hacking to the next level and just made a program to do it for
he
you.
He made a program that you could buy.
Wow.
He now owes Take-Two Interactive $150,000 in damages.
Wow. Nice.
And he's also been ordered to pay $70,000 in legal fees.
Did they find him?
Yeah. Yeah,
is he here in the States?
Take-Two reached out to him, and he responded. They ordered him to cease the sale of the program, which he complied with, but then they could no longer contact him after that. He stopped responding.
Oh, he went dark.
So they sued the fuck out of him. He didn't show up to defend himself, so they won by default.
Yeah.
And
which is even worse.
Yeah. So they won $150,000 in damages.
That's actually not bad. I mean, yeah. They could have sued the fuck out of him for a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they could have.
Good on them.
He ruined the fucking game.
Dude, I mean, we've all been online with... Did you ever play GTA?
Yeah.
Have you been online with hackers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is the fucking worst.
Yep.
I don't mind. Like, it's infuriating when someone comes in and fucks you over when you're in the middle of, like, picking up tobacco or drugs or guns or whatever. Like, we had happen all the time. But when someone just straight up spawns in, murders you, you explode, your stuff explodes, and then they spawn to the other side of the map.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God. Stop ruining it for everybody. Go make your own little server and jerk around in it.
Yeah.
Just fucking... You look so hot while you're drinking that. You look like you're gonna cry. You look like you look like one of those first time anal videos. Fucking makeup tears running down your cheeks.
My mascara running.
Yeah. Chester's first time anal and cucumber beer.
It's not my first cucumber beer, unfortunately.
Drink this while the fuck you. Well, good. I mean,
drink this while I fuck you.
I'm glad he got busted for it, and it's also it was also too. Very nice of Take-Two not to fucking ruin this guy for the rest of his life. I mean, $150,000, that's a lot of money, but it could have been millions. It could have been a lot.
Yeah, and that's like something that's doable. Like when you see some of these people that get sued or whatever, and it's
but
$10 million, and you're like, dude.
For downloading 8 songs.
Yeah.
It could have been worse, but and who knows how much money it cost them. I mean...
Right.
Somebody paid for this hack that gave them unlimited money. Right. Would that person have instead paid money for shark cards?
Yeah. Maybe.
Possibly. They were willing to spend money on the game. But, like, am I more willing to spend $15 for unlimited money or am I for a game that, like, I'm not going to spend money on those shark cards? I'm not going to do it.
Right.
But I might spend $15 for unlimited money.
Right. I wonder how much money the guy actually made off of it, too.
I don't know. He wouldn't respond. That was one of the things they tried to find out from him. And they even offered an out-of-court settlement.
Wow.
But he didn't respond. He went dark.
What an idiot. Maybe he went to Russia. Maybe he lives with Edward Snowden.
Maybe.
Yeah. That'll...
Putin's over there like, make me hack for GTA. Right. I want to be strong. I want to be fast.
GTA 4.
I want to blimp. GTA 4. That's what they're still playing over there.
Cousin Nico. It's me.
Make me hack. I want to bowl all time with cousin. Want to go bowling? Yes, I do.
I want to go on date with FBI agents.
Want to go on bowling date. with cousin and FBI agent. I don't make weird. Putin's a freak.
Oh boy.
Well, good luck. Good luck, anonymous hacker, whatever your name is.
Yeah, his name might be in here. I don't know.
Oh, who cares?
Johnny Perez.
Johnny Perez.
Florida man. Johnny
Florida,
Perez.
Florida man. He's a Florida man.
Florida man. Johnny Perez.
Good for him.
Perez?
Perez. Perez.
Oh, he went back to Cuba.
Perez.
That's what happened.
Oh.
Gone. Like a fart in the wind. Borders are open now. He can just run back to Florida.
Yeah.
Can he be expedited, though? Expedited? Is that the right word?
Expedited.
Extradited?
Extradited. Can you be expedited? Yeah, I guess. He could have got there really fast.
It's just
faster than
there you go. You're here. Expedited. Wow.
Expedition.
Yeah. Expedition treaty. Expedition. Don't we have an expedition treaty with Cuba?
So shit. I was glad to hear that that turd burglar got taken down.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that too.
Thanks for ruining the fucking game, Florida man.
You prick. So the Division 2 beta is out.
Yes.
Are you going to play that?
I am going to play it. I played the first one. And
did you get it selected for it?
Yeah, just because I had so many hours into the first one. I really like the game. I like this probably more than most shooters just because it is team oriented and like they have those they're like raids and you have to like battle your way through like buildings and shit and like blow down walls and all kinds of, it's just a really cool game. I like the idea behind it.
So Ubisoft already came out and said there's going to be problems, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
So like Anthem, the first beta, you had to pre-order the game. You had to pay actual physical money to even play the fucking broken demo.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit.
That's garbage. The Division 2, you just sign up for Ubisoft's Uplay or whatever it is, and you can might get selected. And they already came out and said, here's what's going to happen. It's going to break. If you do this, don't do this. That's pretty cool. I mean, Ubisoft is usually one of the big evil ones that no one likes, but
yeah,
it was better.
Yeah, it was nice that they came. Well, yeah, after the, I think after the big Assassin's Creed bug thing where they had no faces and shit and people were freaking out.
Unity.
They stopped releasing one every year and they may be a little less evil. Probably still kind of evil a little bit, but at least they came out and said, you know, here's the things you can do to avoid the game crashing and we already know what's going to happen and we're going to fix it. And
yeah.
And you didn't have to pay money up front to play a broken game.
Right.
That's just the worst thing about Anthem is this. Man, how did you not know? Like, this game has been hyped for so long. How did you not know that fucking 30,000 people were going to try to jump online at the same exact fucking time?
Yeah, I know.
You should have been ready for that.
Yeah. No.
That's
yeah.
fucking ridiculous.
Like whatever. I said, the open beta one that I was on, it ran pretty well. But I think when the pre-order came through,
it was just like
they
that,
weren't expecting
that first couple of days.
Yeah.
Where they weren't ready. Kind of like 2K, except for 2K was actually a live game.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a demo. No. It's just like, you want to play 2K? Well, fuck you, dog. We got your $60. We don't need you.
Yeah, I can't remember how long it took TJ's for like all this shit to actually start working. Like, it took a long ass time. And I don't know. It was just broken. By the time I was talking to him about it, he just gave up on the game. And then he finally went back, but it was like a month later.
2K. Yep. Chester, what else you got over there?
Let's see here. So speaking of merging things.
Dragons?
Speaking of merging dragons.
Emerging dragons?
Fortnite has made it possible to merge your accounts. Not only is it cross-platform playable, but if you have, like, let's say you want to play, you've invested money on the PC version.
Uh-huh.
You can now merge your PC account with the PlayStation and Xbox accounts.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, as much as I don't like Fortnite, I fucking wish I could have done that with GTA.
I agree. No, I totally fucking agree. That would have been amazing. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool of them to figure that out and make it happen. PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, PC, or mobile.
That's great. Really, across all five.
Across all five.
That's great.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Because you could be a total badass on the PC and then want to switch to a phone. Like, you go on vacation and you don't really have a good way to take it with you and you just want to play it on your tablet or whatever.
Exactly.
That's fucking great. Good on them.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool of them.
Is that like a one-time deal, or can you just do it?
No.
Do they all connect all the time?
You create a primary account.
Wow.
And you can sign into your primary account on any device.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I mean, like, I have, like, my Ubisoft account
uh-huh.
that I can sign into on any device, and it, you know, my Ubisoft points,
uh-huh.
I can apply those to any platform game.
But what about, like, your game saves and stuff?
Game saves, no.
See? Yeah. Does that apply here? I mean, like, all your progress and everything, weapon, whatever you fucking have,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's attached Loots. To that name.
Well,
so.
In Fortnite, the only thing you can buy or earn is cosmetic.
Yeah.
Okay. So all that stuff
is attached
pressed.
To the name, yeah. So, like, no matter what, like, especially since I could play this on my Switch or I could play this on my PlayStation or Xbox, it's all going to be associated with that one name. So, like, all the skins and everything will go from...
So you get to keep all your cool hats.
Yeah.
From system to system.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Because kids love hats.
Well, it's still crazy.
Kids
like,
are always talking about hats.
Like, Andres has... So when they came out with the
millennials. What kind of hats does he have?
The galaxy.
A galaxy hat?
No, there's like a... yeah. So they have like this galaxy skin when he purchased his phone. They came out with like that specialty skin.
Okay.
Dude, people still buy that skin for like $200-$300.
Why?
Insane,
why?
Dude.
Because it's Fortnite.
That's
like
stupid.
People
yeah.
are dumb AF.
But it's just a skin for a game. You said I was going to shoot you in the
fuck.
Face eventually. Yeah. Does it make you any better?
No, it doesn't make
it's all cosmetic,
better.
Right?
Yep.
It probably makes it easier to find you.
Right?
Yeah, but it's like the
there's that asshole in the $300 hat. Let's grief that son of a bitch. Right?
I can't believe people will pay actual money for cosmetic upgrades. That's so fucking insane.
It's crazy. It
That's
is really crazy.
It's a huge business model. That's what the new Apex Predators
yeah.
has. It's a free-to-play game. But
Apex
you can,
Predators?
What's it called?
Apex Legends.
What Apex Predators.
Apex Predators is way cooler.
It is. So, yeah. Free-to-play. You can pay for cosmetic shit.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I just don't know who would do it.
A lot of people.
Kids.
Yes.
Not me.
Kids with access to their poor parents' credit cards.
Well, and the cool thing about right. the cool thing though about that is like they do this weekly thing where like they do like the weekly challenges. So if you buy that weekly pass, which is $10, and you keep playing the game, they keep giving you money in that weekly pass. So you can spend it on whatever. Most people will just play the game and then re-spend that $10 or whatever they get. For the next pass, so you get like the next set of skins that come out for the next event.
I don't know what any of that means. I think I'm starting to get super old and out of touch.
Starting.
Like, as we're having this conversation, I'm just like, either I'm still sick and like just stupid, or yeah. I just got like super old. Like, not just regular old. Like, get off my lawn old. Like, confused. I don't know what you're talking about. Just you got anything else you want to talk about?
Yep.
All right.
This total fucking creep Twitch streamer just got busted
for the kid porn?
For like selling children for sex.
Really?
Not porn.
Human trafficking.
Yeah.
Really?
Thomas Chung.
What? How would explain it to me?
Who also worked for Hi-Rez. Who made Paladins. he's a Twitch streamer. He was arrested last weekend in Georgia in connection with a Super Bowl weekend child sex sting.
Why is there always child sex trafficking during the Super Bowl? That was a problem here when the Super Bowl was here.
Parents aren't paying attention.
That's so fucking crazy. Like, who's like, hey, let's go to the Super Bowl and bang an 8-year-old? Like, what? Like, just go to the Super Bowl. Just do that. Just in that sentence right there.
So weird.
I don't know, man. I guess because
hey, we're on
traveling.
Vacation. Let's
yeah.
have some fun. Jesus Christ. Because you usually go with your friends. No one's going to the Super Bowl alone.
No one wants to bang children in their hometown.
That's true.
That's why you went to Texas.
Yeah, that's why I moved to Phoenix. That's all the kids in Charlotte were ugly.
That's why you go to Taiwan all the time.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's legal there, though.
Oh, boy.
Oh, lady boy.
Oh, God. Yeah, definitely never going to run for office. Chung, who's 32, was one of 21 men arrested by Georgia police and the FBI. Let's see what else here. In a press release, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation explained that the sting took several months to prepare. The release said the goal of Operation Interception was to arrest persons who communicate with children online, have sexually explicit conversations, and then travel to meet them for the purpose of having sex. Additionally, the operation targeted those who are willing to exploit children by purchasing sex with a minor. So, parents, I know a number, like Chris and Shane, I know you both have kids. Don't let your kids talk to Twitch streamers. Just to, like, keep an eye on what's going on.
Right.
There's some real fucking pervs out there who are like, hey, here's a great way to connect with kids. I'll talk to them through my Twitch stream.
That's true. Because I'm not a weirdo. I mean, I am a weirdo, but not that kind of weirdo. I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Twitch stream is like when I go in there and if I'm chatting with someone, I'm just talking shit. Yeah. You know, or, you know, we're like, oh, shit, dude, that was crazy. You know, like, I've never really, I don't know. I guess my brain doesn't work that way. Yeah. It doesn't put that together. I don't see it as a viable place to go meet a fucking 12-year-old.
Right.
I don't know. God, man, people are fucking crazy. You know what you could do? You could just go to Circle K and hang out by the wine cooler section. And then when you see, like, a guy in his 30s buying wine cooler, he's like, beep, go, I got him. Go.
Right?
You just follow this guy wherever he's going. No man, a creep. No 32-year-old man's buying wine coolers.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, we got him.
Yeah. So, parents, beware.
Beware of the entire fucking internet, honestly.
Honestly.
Yeah. It's a gross place.
A lot of fucked up people on the internet.
They put us on the internet.
We're on the internet.
All
we're
the
fucked
time.
Up.
Literally on the internet right now.
Shane almost shared our podcast with a bunch of kids.
Well, that would have been great.
Good thing he didn't.
That would have been great. Yeah.
Good thing he screened the episode before sharing it.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, another one in the books, boys.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Don't forget to go get over to nofunshow.com, listen to the old episodes, and look at my fantastic artwork. I would like to and get over to Patreon and give us all your money. Once again, thank you to Chris and Thomas Howard for giving us their money.
Yeah.
Chris is the best.
He's
our number one patron of all time.
He's our sponsor. We should.
Yeah, we should just. This episode is brought to you by the Content Control Podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Every episode is brought to you by that. So.
Are you going to tell them what our giveaway is?
Oh, yeah. I'll get there.
What are we giving away?
This month, get over to our Facebook page and keep a lookout in the next couple of days, weeks, months. Actually, probably in the next couple of days. We're going to be giving away Anthem this month. So. You don't want to miss out on that.
Because you can get it on any system other than Switch and Nintendo products.
And probably not Super Nintendo either.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're doing it cross-platform.
Regular Nintendo.
Yeah, either. Probably not. But
oh, man, I forgot to bring my thing over.
Just ginger. Anyways. yeah, get over to our Facebook page. Search for us on Facebook. It's not that fucking hard. I'm not going to give you a goddamn address. Just search for it. And you can find us on all your favorite podcast tabs for for episode 64. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And I'm Lorenzo.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.